Let's talk about school districts. And in Beijing, compulsory education enrollment is launched according to school district. Students just go to the schools closest to their homes. And recently, one of the school district housing nearby Beijing No. 2 Experimental Primary School is sold at 280,000 yuan per square meter, which attracts a lot of attention. So this seems to be the next biggest news after Wudaokou, which is now the center of the universe, apparently, already. So do you think it is a bit ridiculous?
I mean, if you just purely look at the numbers, 280,000 yuan per square meter, and that's not even the highest. Some housings even reach 300,000 yuan per square meter. So just purely based on numbers, I would say it's extremely ridiculous. I would never, ever be able to afford anything over there. However, that being said, I can understand why this is going so out of proportion. Because according to the current regulation here in China, the enrollment for compulsory education, in Beijing at least, is based on the kids' hukou. So theoretically speaking, if you have the hukou in a certain area, then you don't need to take exams to get into that specific school. So I guess that's why so many parents are trying so hard to buy houses over there.
Yeah, also, I mean, like for Beijing, I would say 300,000 renminbi per square meter is actually not all that uncommon. I'm thinking about my area. Mm-hmm. So between the third and fourth, the east side, between the third and fourth ring roads, houses in a couple of different communities around me, they can go for anywhere between 30,000 to 40,000, so 300,000 to 400,000 renminbi per square meter. And so I think that in general, I mean, it's obvious that in Xicheng or in some other places that's not as central, it does seem kind of strange that it would be so high, especially if we look at the types of houses we're talking about. But in general, I think, you know, for Beijing as a whole, this much money isn't uncommon or even rare. Depending on where you are, it's perhaps even the norm. But if we look at this place, so it is in Xicheng District, and most of these houses actually that are going for 300,000 renminbi per square meter, they're just one story, you know, kind of old, you know, built in the 70s or 80s houses. People aren't buying them because they actually think it's a nice place to live or anything. Mm. They're really only buying them because it's so close to the home.
Yeah. And if you look at how crazy the whole situation of competing to go to a top primary school has been, it seems that it's gone over the roof. I mean, first of all, it's just directly bribing headmasters or teachers or people, education officials to go there. And now that road is kind of blocked, you go into buying homes. So do you think that, well, no matter what the government will do, there's always going to be crazy parents or dedicated parents, depending how you look, pumping money into the market?
Yeah, I think parents will always go that far just to ensure their kids will get the best education, because everybody is such a firm believer of the fact that we have to start at this starting line. Because we have the saying, 别让孩子输在起跑线上, these days. So that's why every parent will basically go to that length. But I do think, you know, 300,000 yuan per square meter is still ridiculous, even though John said it's not that high considering the actual number here in Beijing. Mm. Because I would never be able to afford that, and I don't even consider myself one of those poor people, generally speaking.
Yeah, also, I think the 300 to 400,000, I think that was like at the peak of 2012 when housing prices were really, really high back then. But I don't know what they are right now because I haven't really looked. But I think it is understandable, number one, that parents, you know, are willing to spend this much money. I think it's crazy to think about the circumstances that have created this situation. And so if we look at, you know, the most expensive areas in terms of school housing, it's actually going to be, as you said, in Wudaokou or in Zhongguansun, that area. Why is that? Because a lot of these universities have they have teaching degrees, and so a lot of the teachers end up teaching at the schools quite near these universities. And so what we see is a centralization of resources. And I think that's really what we're looking at here. It's not so much, I mean, yes, of course, it is that parents get a little bit crazy. They can go a little bit overboard when it comes to ensuring opportunities for their children. But why is it that they have to go this far to ensure opportunities for their children? It's because there's just not enough money being circulated in the schools here in Beijing.
Mm. Yeah, and if you want to talk about solution, then do you think that scrapping the school district will be a solution, since, you know, this has resulted in, rocketing housing prices?
That's a good question, I think, because, I mean, school districting in general is a great way to ensure education for people who live in that area, which I think is definitely necessary. I think the biggest problem is, what does it take for your child to get into that school if you do not live there? Mm-hmm. In some cases, that can be either exorbitantly expensive, because maybe you don't have to pay bribes anymore, but you still have to pay a sponsorship fee or get like certain notes from certain types of people, or it's just impossible because there's no more spots. I think really what we need is just something that's a bit more meritocratic, looking at actual performance of students, not actually how much money do their parents make.
Yeah, personally, I don't really think just scrapping this whole thing would be a good idea either. Well, just purely because if this way is blocked, people will somehow find other ways to circumvent the situation and then still somehow take advantage of this. Because, openly bribing someone is one way. There are certainly 100 other ways you can do some damage.
And also, I just want to say really quickly before we end this topic that as someone on the outside, I would characterize almost all Chinese education as bad to a certain degree. And so in that sense, I mean, with my kids, I really see no point in fighting for them to go to a great school, because all that means is they're going to be doing more homework, and all they're really going to be able to be doing is learning how to better memorize stuff that will not be useful once they actually, have a real family and get a real job.
Actually, this may not be true, because I know in one of the schools, I won't mention the name, at least I hear from the parents that they're really doing some experimental work, allowing more creativity and allowing less homework, even allowing students to choose whether to do their homework or not. So I guess some of the top schools, they do have a mindset of reform or revolution there. But
maybe.
But it's still very, very, very expensive to get into those ones.